It wasn't something I loved.
You can buy it in
the They even saved the tongue and the brains from those animals.
Yeah.
Some brains weren't too bad, but it's not something one of my favorites.
Can you still find that stuff around here at all?
I don't know if you can buy beef brains.
Yeah.
I think you should go to the counter and buy it, probably.
Yeah.
And buy a beef tongue, probably. I've seen them, I don't know.
Yeah, I know you can get pig feet here and there, especially in the south.
They're good.
We take all the fat off.
I like them.
After we get it butchered, quartered, well, we'd cut the ribs off, and maybe we'd take the rib cage and make bacon out of it, some of it. And some of it we'd maybe make spare ribs.
Okay.
And then the part around the backbone, where the tenderloin was, where we'd cut off and make spare ribs out of it.
But we're in the sun, both of you are in the sun now.
Oh, I know what.
We're closer to the house.
I started feeling on my neck.
You're still not out of it.
Not out of it totally.
Better, I guess.
Did people have dairy cows around here at all?
Yeah, there were several dairies around. One dairy was a fellow named Robert. He had two brothers, one of whom was a teacher at Western State College. Another who ran a business, a large studio that developed and made pictures, sold camera stuff and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dairy operated until after World War II, and the man, his wife, gave it up, sold it, retired.
Okay. Did they sell anything that they used to call Blue John? Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, what?
Blue John?
I don't think so.
It was a real thin milk that apparently looked blue.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. What about, I'm wondering about ranches overall, the types of enclosures they'd have on them.
Enclosures?
Pens and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Well, they have what we call corrals. They're usually made out of poles or fences about 4 to 8 feet high, and they're made out of poles that drive big posts in the ground around, and put one place where they have a what they call a corral gate, and then they put poles all the way around it, put the gate up and put poles on that. And usually the corral gate will be made in such a way that you put a loop of steel around the corral main post.
Mm-hmm.
And the corral gate post will be in that. And then they'll have another pole or post across on the open end of the gate, and they'll put poles across it like that. And then take one pole and run it from the end, outside end of the gate, up to the back top end of the main corral gate post for a brace, so it won't sag. Yeah.
Did they have things that they would feed animals out of around here?
Yeah, of course, when they were feeding in the wintertime, they usually fed them, dump snow right on, or hay right on the snow. In the wintertime, they usually feed them in cribs, like, what, you know what that is?
Yeah.
And usually feed them in a crib.
Okay. Are they ever called corn cribs then, or?
Well, no, they didn't have corn cribs, but the cribs were made like sole at the bottom. They could eat out of each side, you see.
Yeah.
And they put the hay over the top in them.
Okay. So that's not, is the trough different from that?